Well, thank you so much for being here for our fourth life-changing skill, Purposeful Living, Dreams and Goals. So welcome to week four of You Matter. We are going to speak about living in a life of purpose, realizing God-placed dreams, and taking action steps. Always remember, again, you matter. You matter to God, to me, to the people around you, and to a world that doesn't yet know you. Let's close our eyes in prayer. Thank you, Father, for special, precious moments. Time is valuable. Thank you that we can come before you, and I pray that you pour your spirit into each of our hearts, into each listener's heart. And may we hear what you have to say to us. For each of us, there is something specific, a next step, a clarification, an alert, a confirmation. And I pray that we hear you, that we may walk empowered to be more for you, love more, and live more. And I thank you, Jesus. Amen. Yeah. So one of the greatest gifts we have in life is to live a life of purpose. Dreams bring us great joy, and achieving goals give great fulfillment. Indeed, we are really created for purpose. Our dreams, I believe, are the seeds of purpose, and the setting goals, the plan for the action steps that makes it all come together. If you unpack the birth of a dream and the journey that follows, you cannot miss the fact that God planted the dream. At times, it's really scary. You get stretched way outside of your comfort zone as you are challenged to be the best that you can be. It is rewarding, fulfilling, and empowering. God, the one who fearfully designed us, has the greatest plans for you. Jeremiah 29:11, he says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future." Philippians 2:13 says, "It is God who works in you to will and in order to fulfill his good purpose." And again in Proverbs 19:20, he says, "Many are the plans in a person's heart, but it's the Lord's purpose that prevails." Knowing God's purpose prevails can sometimes leave you rebellious, clamoring for what you feel is best. Or you can trust that he truly knows what's best for you and wants the best for you. And you can learn, listen, and act on his guidance. Ephesians 2:10, "For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them." You are designed and called to do good things in this world in the way only you uniquely can. Your life experience, your skills, your gifts. We've been looking at these last few weeks. Each of the stories you have has made you one of a kind to live in fulfillment of only what you can. The Lord says that he will instruct, he will teach and counsel you in the way you go in Psalm 32. In the book of Isaiah, he says that you will hear his voice behind you showing the way. And that's Isaiah 30:21. Now, do you trust him to help you discover your purpose and then walk fully in it? The incredible thing is that it is always the most fulfilling experience and you could ever have dreamed of in your life. Psalm 37:3-4. Trust in the Lord, do good, dwell in the land and cultivate faithfulness. Delight yourself in the Lord and he will give you the desires of your heart. As you allow God to untangle the threads of your life, it becomes clear that each experience is purposely used for good. A mess becomes a message. A weakness turns into a strength. I believe that at an early age, God starts planting desires within you, and the steps toward your calling start unfolding, expanding as you grow into your purpose. Once you fully understand this journey, it's sometimes easy to see how Satan tries to counteract this work, attempting to derail God's masterful plan for you. But God is stronger, and in him we cannot fail. And we know that for those who love the Lord, all things work together for good. But for those who are called, and for those who are called according to his purpose, Romans 8:38, so nothing happens in vain. So ultimately, God's purpose is that every single one of us has eternal life with him. He wants you to live fully with joy, if not here on earth, then in the afterlife with him. He wants to be intimate with you and have a relationship with you. He wants you to know him, to experience his love. John 17:23, I in them and you in me, that they may become perfectly one, so that the world may know that you sent me and loved them even as you loved me. So when you really know God's love, you're compelled to share it. You cannot help it. You step into your unique purpose of working with him to make a difference in the world, doing all you can to further his love to others. Mark 12 says, love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. And the second commandment, right? Love your neighbor as yourself. There's no commandment greater than those. So some people know their purpose and are intrinsically driven from a young age. For most, it is a journey that takes time to develop. It unfolds, it expands from one experience to the next. One event becomes a stepping stone to the next one, and slowly clarity and refining comes. The threads all weave together. There are so many resources to help you discover your purpose. There's a few that you can check with me on if you need more, and some of you know the ones we've worked through already together. As you discover God's will and his incredible purpose for your life, you listen and you wait for those next action steps. Prayerfully, now you come before the Lord and you ask him to open your heart. That's like a key part of it. Open your heart and mind for you to see the dreams that he planted in there. What is in there, Lord? What are the ones that have been tucked away? See the desires of your heart. So then you create a vision board. You become bold. You find pictures, draw them, whatever your creativity allows, and format them on a sheet. Map out what lies ahead, 30, 60, 90-day timeline. And what are things on the other part of the board that are waiting for the future? You've no idea when. It's an unknown date, but there they are. They're stuck up on there. Take what is immediate, and then you create action steps, setting up those SMART goals. We spoke about those last week. Have your visual before you daily. Now I'm going to go into a little bit of neuroscience again, and some of this we've spoken about. But neuroscience has proved that what you focus on gets realized. Your brain makes connections where you focus, and new neuronal networks and pathways are created. This is called neuroplasticity. Quantum physics teaches that you generate energetic frequencies or vibrations. You project energy with your emotions and your thoughts, and when you focus on a specific goal, your mind figures out how to get it. So it's not woo-woo thinking. It's a real experience that happens in your brain. These new chemical links in your brain establish this new network, and you have to consistently and repetitively focus on it for it to be really established. One of my great mentors, Dr. David Kruger, speaks about dissonance in his book, Outsmart Your Brain. Now, dissonance is a structural tension in your brain caused from getting from where you are to where you want to be. So where you're now, and then look at the vision in front of you. Our brains hate vacuum, and it'll do anything to close the gap. So that dissonance, that vacuum, creates the motivation in your brain, and it creates the subconscious striving and achieving of your vision and dreams. It's how it actually really works in our brains. It's a real process that we can understand. They've proved it now. And during this process, resistance occurs, and this stems from your limiting fears, beliefs, low self-worth, aspects of our personality style, and they often have roots in our childhood experiences. It's like the voices that you would hear in your head. My old voices would be, and probably the strongest one that I know I have to be on guard against, you're so bad with money. right? You never know how to work with money. So that's an old voice that I have gained from many stories in my life, and it can create resistance. So to move forward, it is essential for me and for you to allow God to heal you. And that is rooted in daily devotions, in meditation, in prayer, and His Word. That's where you listen. Hear what experiences and people God brings to mind. What does He reveal to you? Acknowledge the pain, the anger, the fear, and unforgiveness. Now, at this point, often we think of things and go, well, it's not my fault. They're like this, or they did that to me. I didn't deserve it. The fact that you're holding anger is unforgiveness, and that's why we ask God to forgive us from that. It's basically saying, remove it from me. I'm sorry that I'm like that. If we don't, the anger grows. It can lead to bitterness, and that brings fear. It becomes these limiting beliefs. It just impacts us so powerfully. And know that once you say to the Lord, I am sorry, He's instant. It's gone. And the minute you can say thank you, it's like you're telling your brain, whether you feel it or not, you're accepting it. And that's when healing begins. And He can start removing it. And every time He removes, He puts a little more of Himself. And I believe that's the healing process. So thank Him. Accept it's over, because He does. And then as the thread is gone, there's room, and He'll put a little more of Himself in you. This heals you. And then it amplifies the wonder of how He created you, of who you are. And you're strengthened, and you become empowered to step into your purpose. It is hard for us to fully step into our fullness, our design, when all these are barriers in between. They break down. And so Satan will want us to hold on to them, because why would he want us to be successful? That's ridiculous for him. But God is stronger, remember? Now, purpose is not merely about activity. It's about you. You and God growing into your fullness, into his likeness, to give life, his life, to a hopeless world. Exodus 9:16 says, I have raised you up for this very purpose, that I can show you my power, and that my name might be proclaimed in all the earth. So if God can show us his power, and the greatest way to know his power is that you change as a human being, then you can't help going to show the earth, and then you can bring life to somebody else. As you ask God to show you the dreams in your heart, and you place them before you every day, incorporate your senses. So once you have some of these goals and dreams and visions, fully experience it, the dream and the goal, as you envisage it. Imagine where you are. I'm going to explain to you why in a minute. Place yourself there. Who's with you? What are you wearing? The sounds you hear, the time of day, and most importantly, the feeling that you get when your dream becomes a reality. You need to see it in great detail. Here's why. Our brains are wired to move towards this as a reality. The brain does not differentiate between the sensory thoughts and reality. So you create a reality within you. Dr. Dave shares about an incredible story about a soldier, and it's true, who was in solitary confinement in Japan for unbelievable amount of years. And every day as he was caged in this little space, he did exactly this. He was not a real golfer at all, but he created in that confined little space the entire golf experience. He sensed it day in and day out. And when he finally one day came out of there, it was unbelievable, the golf game that he played. And they thought he'd been practicing, and who taught him and everything. And that's all he did was in his senses, experience it and create it and practice it. And it's the same technique that great sportsmen use. They have proved that it is unbelievably powerful. We do not allow ourselves to tap into our brains. And as women who love and believe in God, when God gives you and you know that he has given your next step to you, these are very powerful tools to use. So as you set your SMART goals, another skill, write them down. The simple act will spark your subconscious mind and get the ball rolling. You know that it's even written. They've proved it today, what happens when you write. You can Google that, the power of actual writing it down. And it's in the Bible, Habakkuk 2:2. And the Lord answered and said, write the vision, make it plain on tablets, that he may run who reads it. When creating this timeline, though, you need to be unattached to the outcome. It's very important to be mindful, even if you do 30, 60, 90 days, very important to be mindful of what is unseen to us, yet is seen to God. Your timing and God's timing is thankfully not always the same. And they're not always in sync. He sees the big picture and all the in-between steps required to achieve the outcome. The road is seldom straight. It meanders, as there are so many details that have to be met that we don't see. Often it is us personally who needs to grow in order to fully achieve the goal. If I look back in my life and some of the dreams that I am only seeing realized now, I have to go, whoa, I was not ready to do this earlier. I would have totally bombed it. And so I've gotten to be thankful and realize more and more that it's about relationship. And again, there's no condemnation. There's no feeling of inadequacy. Those are limiting beliefs that you would have and voices that need to go. Because God is very present in where we are now. It doesn't matter our age. It doesn't matter what we've been through. It doesn't matter a thing about yesterday. It's about who am I in him today, and can I hear him? Can I allow him to grow and mold me? It does not matter how soon or quick or slow or whatever anything gets done, because it really goes fast with him when you are in relationship and you allow him every day to unpack, unthread, heal, strengthen, enable you for the journey that, you know, usually often we've seen some of the things that lie before us. At times, other people impact the journey, and God has to work around them saying no, and I have really found over and over, and there's so much that we can read up about this, and we'll touch on it next week, that when you say yes to God and others thwart that work, and he has to take a different road and a different plan, he always makes it much better than the previous one. It's stunning. Nothing is little with God. He's just voluminous. He's huge. It's very exciting. So you need to have faith. You need to believe. You need to believe that you are called for purpose. We have mentioned many scriptures on that today, that you have a specific purpose, and that God is in it, and that he will see you through. Proverbs 16 verse 3 says to commit your work to the Lord, and your plans will be established. Hebrews 11 verse 1 says that our faith is having confidence in what we hope for, having assurance in what we do not see. So we're not going to always know. We're going to see it later. Philippians 1, 6, and I'm sure of this, that he who began a good work in you will bring it to completion at the day of Jesus Christ. And I want to just quote this beautiful quote from Irma Bombeck. When I stand before God at the end of my life, I would hope that I would not have a single bit of talent left, and I can say, I used everything, God, you gave me. And that truly is my prayer as well. So our homework for this week, if you have time, and you may have to stretch this over some time, is to prepare your dream board or a sheet. It doesn't have to be all that to begin with. Pray about it. Let God add to it. Let him expand it. Let him change it and let him grow it. My first dream board I did last year, I did on just normal sheets of paper, and I played around with it, and I came up with in the middle here what my purpose was and what is my life pivot about, and did everything circle around it in the right place, in the right way. And in that whole experience and asking God to just really not let me go amiss with that, because I'm thinking in terms of creating a little visual to take with me in the day and to create my sensory experiences. I don't want it to be miss, you know, I want it to be the right thing. And I think over a 3-week period, I was stunned when I brought that to the Lord in prayer every day, how he unwrapped for me that, Emra, where's your focus? That I'd actually missed the whole boat. I had put that everything in my life pivoted about having a tea farm, and had the tea farm in the middle, and all the other pieces were around in different pockets. And eventually he's like, really? Do you think I've created you? Is that what I've created you for, your tea farm? And it's humorous to me now, because the tea farm is like in a corner, and it may or may not be my own. When I really went to look at someone who said they'll help me grow tea and all, I stood there and I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm not so sure. Maybe they can grow the tea for me, and maybe I won't have the farm. You know, how many hours in a day does a girl have? And if I do, it's definitely not for now. And so he's, over the past year, he's reprioritized for me what really is important, what matters on my 30-day, 60-day, 90-day. Some of the things that I had on those slots didn't happen during that year, but man, did he put other things into that year that I had no idea would happen. But when I look at my whole purpose for where he's taking me, they were perfectly placed. And so I'm busy working on this one now, and it's a little easier this year. And it becomes easier, I think, year in and year out as we get into this rhythm that God has for us. When we get into his rhythm, when we start to ask differently, when it stops being about me and it gets to be about you that I'm serving. So more on that next week. So prepare a dream board, start working on it. Again, pray about it. Let God come in the middle of it. Because I'm telling you, I also realized there were things that I had no idea I had hidden in my heart. And when I let him just let me think big, so I want to say to you, think big. Think as wild as you can. No one's going to look at this unless you share it with me or with each other. There's no shame in this. Just let him spill it all out. Say, what have you got inside here? And don't say to yourself, oh, I could never do that. I never have the courage. I never have the money. None of that. Just put it out there. If he gives you a wild idea and it makes you terribly excited, put it. Find a picture. Find a picture on the internet. Cut it out if it's not in a magazine that you can find. Draw your own. When I thought about having tea, I still would like my own tea brand. I made little labels. I've got them on a little tea bag. I even bought, you know, Earl Grey and lavender, and I made my own tea. And it doesn't mean that that ends up being the priority, but just you will not believe when you allow God to unleash you what comes out of there. Some of you know my story of this past year, and I'm looking at the story of this year, and I'm like, it's unbelievably exciting. I would never have come up with this stuff. But if you allow God to unlock you, you have no idea what he's going to bring out. And then he enables you. So you have your board. See what you can put on a 30, 60, 90-day timeline. They may not all be, you have no idea how they fit. They just little corners or little pictures up here scattered around, and then you'll think of what could fit on this little timeline over here. And then you set your SMART goals for 1 to 3 things. Pick something, and if you can only do one, you only do one. And if you want me to help you with it, tell me, let's have a call. I want to hear your goal, and I want to help you set a SMART goal with it, even if it's just one. Now, if you struggle with purpose entirely and a future direction, you know, I do the whole study with finding God's purpose for your life. We can do that together at another time. Sometimes there's purpose for now, and if you're totally unclear of your entire purpose, that's a process for God to unpack, but it's absolutely doable. And then the next thing, accountability. Get an accountability partner. I have seen how many times in my own life and in the many lives of women that I've worked with that you get to see a dream and you realize it's there. And because you don't have somebody holding you accountable week in, month out, it fizzles out. And then years later, you go like, oh my, I did start that. What happened? And we don't understand. And then you get to say to yourself, oh, it's never meant to be. That's nonsense. It's meant to be. Now, your fears, your limiting beliefs, the things we spoke about, those things are going to come up. They're going to try and derail you. Satan will try and derail you because it is so empowering to start realizing your dreams, whether they're small or whether they're big. And you cannot allow it. So get an accountability partner. When we're done together, I have the monthly Momentum. It's really affordable coaching where we are in a group together. We have one, if you need two, one-on-one calls, and then we have a group call once a month, and it just helps you keep on track with everything we've been learning, that you have to be willing to work and not just like, oh, well, that's not going to happen. But we'll talk more about that when we go along. So I want to say thank you again. Let God rip you open and show you the hidden dreams of your heart. It is the most unbelievable experience of a lifetime, because when he starts with one and you're obedient and you do the next step for each one, you will not believe what comes next. And again, it's the next step. Being open to, okay, that's where you're taking me. I have no idea how to get there. You don't have to know how to get there, because he's going to show you every day. If you wake up in the morning and say, Father, fill me with your spirit. Show me what to do. Let me hear your voice. It becomes clearer and clearer. And as soon as you're obedient with that little step, which seems really weird sometimes and really out of place, but if you can do it and you know that it's something odd you've got to do, it opens the door to the next one. Sometimes it's somebody you have to meet. If you didn't do that, then that wouldn't have happened. So don't worry that it's odd. Before you know it, you get to know that's how God works. He sees where you're going. You don't. And it's a miracle what starts happening when you're purely obedient. What doesn't make sense in retrospect, you're like, whoa, that makes a huge amount of sense. But you couldn't have known to take that path. So don't be afraid. Your next steps could be very intriguing and very interesting. It is a very exciting journey being on a purpose-driven path with God. And I just want to encourage you, don't give up. It is the most empowering thing. And as we struggle with sometimes with our self-worth, with our self-image, with control of our diet, with not believing, we have struggling with our affirmations, or we're just in a negative mind frame. These link so tightly together. When you start living within your dreams and knowing that you can, and you start thinking big, it starts really impacting all those other facets as well. And of course, I'm telling you now, you're going to be challenged. You're going to have fear. You're going to go, I cannot do this. You can't, but God can. So if you can just remember that one thing, you know, I've told you before, I am a terrible writer. I suck terribly. I'm handicapped. from my dual languages and my sentence structures and my limiting words, and I think in another language, and even though I think I don't, I still do, and yet God had me write, and I just, it's unbelievable to see what he's doing with it. And so ultimately I know it's no good of me that has brought that about. It's all him and who he's put in my life to facilitate and help, and what he's brought together. And so at the end of the day, I'm like, I can't believe it. You make it happen, but it gives me so much joy. So it's an amazing journey. I want to encourage you, just hold your head high, be proud. Affirm the things he's going to show you in your dreams. They're from your story. They're the strengths from your life. And just step boldly into them. So let's pray. Thank you, Jesus, for creating every single one of us. Oh, in such a unique manner that you have plans for every one of us. You have purpose that is so deeply filling that it meets the needs of our deepest hearts, that everything we long for and we strive for sits within these plans that you have for us. So I pray that tonight and these weeks that follow, you unlock every person, every woman's heart, that she will just say, here I am, show me, I'm ready, use me. What is your plan for me? Let her hear your call without question, and let her write it down. Let her say it out loud and phone and tell and proclaim it, because then it's hard to come back from that again, because Satan's going to want to diminish every one of them. But we claim in your power that he will not, that every woman will hold on to you, spend time with you, surround themselves with women that can lift them up and say, you can do this. Together we are stronger. We can make a difference in our space, in our work, in our churches, in our homes, in our country, in the world, because we're designed to do that. We're yours. You have all the power to do unbelievable things in every one of us. So, Father, I pray that your spirit descends on every woman. Fill her. Regenerate whatever's been sleeping that you need to resurrect, cleanse, heal. And I thank you. I thank you for Jesus. And that we have the privilege to step into our purpose, build goals, and expand our dreams. Amen.